WBA Mobile.
W, surely you're not playing tennis.
Playing tennis and don't call me Shirley.
I hear you. You must be indoor courts.
We have this thing called the bubble, and if you saw it, it looked like half a, you know, like a, well, like half a bubble. And it houses two hard courts, so you know, that's what we'll be tonight.
How did it turn out the other night when you were going?
Having to drive here. It's hard to drive and shift gears and talk at the same time. It went good. We whooped them, and one of the guys told me, he said, don't ever pair me up with Jim again. So he doesn't want to play with that guy he played with the other night. When was it? Yeah, it was yesterday. Or Saturday. That's when it was. And so I got a kick out of it. You just have to have been there. Jim's he's a character.
Good time. Well, I'm gonna have to let you go. I'm just pulling in the subdivision, fixing the back end, and that. But I just wanted to say hey and see if you were still playing tennis in this weather. But I guess you are. So I'll say 73 KN4 TFW.
Good evening, and I'll see if I can get some exercise in the next hour and a half. And it's a clinic, so maybe I'll learn something. I missed that call. I had the music turned up. KB4 CBA.
Well, I never. And besides that, I'm gonna have to call the sheriff's department about them loud tailpipes without any mufflers you got.
Come on, there you go.
I have no doubt you were speeding.
Accelerating to the speed limit. I pulled out on the way to Hampton, and you know you don't just lollygag around when you pull out on the way to Hampton.
Lord's got a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than it is outside right now.
I tell you, but lying won't send you to hell, so you'll have to come up with something else.
No, there was a documentation of those sins. Good afternoon, Dave. Glad to hear you're out and about. I still see you haven't regained your sanity, though, going to play tennis since you had the COVID.
Sometimes. Might as well dial it with a smile on your face. Yeah, let me just clarify that statement. There is only one thing that can send you to hell. So, and I think you know what it is. So, anyway. And yes, I am accelerating again. Got to get up this hill here at, I'm at Beacon Hill on Haywood Road. I guess this is Haywood here. It's either Haywood or Edwards. I forget where it changes names.
This is N0TR. Well, to be honest with you, I like the sound of the pipes. But as old as you're getting, you're going to have to trade that in and get you one with an automatic transmission. And I don't know what it is I can go to where you're talking about. But it'd probably be if I don't change my ways, I'll wind up there anyways, Dave.
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to get into this kind of discussion on ham radio, I don't see, because I'm sure there's some people listening out there that would disagree with me, but I can tell you, let me just tell you this, I can tell you what the Bible says about that. I'm not going to tell you what I say, but what God says about it.
Politics and religion aren't good here. I shouldn't ask. Well, what is that dome you're playing? Is it still air from the outside, or is it totally enclosed?
It's enclosed, and it has a it has one of those revolving doors in it, and it's ventilated. It has they can either heat it or cool it, whatever they need to do. And it does a pretty good job. I think they keep it around 50 degrees in there, 50, 55, something like that. And so it's quite comfortable. Once you get warmed up, you can usually, I wear for cold weather, but once you get warmed up, I can take my long pants off, and I got my shorts on underneath, and I can take my long sleeve shirt off, and I got a short sleeve underneath that, so it works out real good.
Well, what's that place called? I don't think the kids are playing tennis or anything now. I think they play everything else. By the way, it's 48 degrees and 99% humidity, and the dew point's 47, according to my weather station, so it's definitely foggy out there. I'm looking at the Fox News camera down there on 85.
This is called the Sports Club, and it's on Congaree Road. CPA.
M0TR. I had to go get my pillows for my back here and seat today. Well, I heard you earlier, and I had to go down the hall, and I just woke up from a nap. That's why I'm so cranky. Of course, with my age, you're that way all the time anyways, but I was having a cup of coffee and an Aldi's cookie here. Had some burritos for dinner, and for some reason, they weren't very good. I don't know what it was. It wasn't up to Bernice's specification, but they was all right. They was edible, but I think it's because the daughter gave her some taco sauce that wasn't the kind that we normally use.
Since I had this, since I had COVID, my stomach's just been, kind of topsy-turvy and growling a lot. And I don't know what's going on, but it's doing better now, but for a while there, it was just really giving me a hard time. And so anyway, I don't know if it was caused by the virus or something else, but it might have been something, something that I was taking for the virus, who knows.
My neighbor's wife had it a few weeks ago, and she said the first symptom that she noticed was she lost her taste.
Definitely taste, the smell are definitely two symptoms. And different people have different, symptoms. It's really weird. I mean, I thought I had a head cold, I was playing tennis. I had to call the guys I was playing with and say, "Hey, guys, I hate to tell you this, but I tested positive for COVID, so y'all might want to get yourself checked.
That's good of you. I'm glad to hear you did that, because you're touching that same tennis ball, for one thing, and I'm glad you didn't get it badly. Well, we just haven't been going out, Dave, and very, very little. Now, today, I got tired of this sucky weather, and we went out and went up here to the feed and seed store, and they didn't have the kind of straw that the wife wanted. So we drove down to Lowe's, and they had the right kind. So we went in the place where the flowers are at there and paid for it and then backed up to the trailer outside. But we had en masse and we wasn't exposed to anybody. And there was two people there checking out. We stayed about 10 or 15 feet back from them. They had no masks on, and there's a great big sign there asking people to wear masks, but they thought they were better than anybody else, I guess.
People, it's really interesting. Conservatives think that rules are for everybody else, not them, and somehow they're exempt. So, anyway, that's the way it is. It's the way the world is, and you know, not a whole lot you can do about it, unless you just want to say something to them, you know, like, it might be a good idea to wear a mask for your own protection and mine, too, because you just never know. But anyway, well, I'm sitting here between the white lines, so I'm going to run in and check in and get ready for the clinic. It'll start in a few minutes here. So you have a good evening, Tom. I'll talk to you later. Behave yourself, and I know you won't get in any trouble as long as your wife's around keeping an eye on you. So you take care, and we'll talk to you later. N0TRK before CBA.
Okay, Dave. Good to talk to you. It's supposed to be up to 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. That's amazing. I guess it didn't go last for long, but we can thank the good Lord for that anyways. And if I was to not getting in trouble, I don't know, that'd be out of character. And I always say, though, with those people like that, I tell Bernice, I never say anything to them. I just say, stay back, hon, they got no masks. And I usually say it loud enough they might hear it, but nobody's ever said anything to me. As I tell Steve, they walk among us. See you later. Have a good game. 73 KB4 CBA and 0 TR is clear.